Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Sunday's prophecy, hurry has become our master. I had a software week from hell. New conversion, supposed to be easy, but one thing after another, all week long. I was pulling what little hair I had left out and was completely stressed. And I pick up the small piece of paper I had written a prophecy the Lord had given me last week and heard his voice in the middle of my storm to slow down, look in the mirror. Who are you listening to and who is pulling your chain? Here's that message. My preference is where you are. My Holy Spirit lives in you. Slow down and see me. Hear me. Nothing is so pressing that it should take my place. Bow your head and close your eyes, and you'll feel me and hear me. I have been pouring grace to you. I know you sense it. Grab a hold of your real future by the Spirit. The rest will surely burn and decay. I remain the same. Only I am your real peace. The rest is fleeting and an imitation of the Spirit. See me for who I am. I see you for who you are, made spotless by my Son. Draw close and don't miss what I have prepared for you. Hurry has become our master. We have stopped sensing his stillness, the divine perfection of the moment. We are too busy multitasking, barreling through our existence, seemingly unaware of that inner gyroscope that is being manipulated by the world in all its distractions. And we're dazzled by its speed and the microwave formula of wanting it now. Too many are blind in depth to the subtle revelation of the Spirit, that quiet, still voice, the spiritual revelation of this very moment. We're not supposed to miss it all. God doesn't want us to miss it. The life of a Christian who has learned to walk in the peace of God. But we become this almost voluntary puppet, frazzled, overwhelmed, stripped away from now. When that happens, I am sure I am also stripped of walking closely with God. I have become that sheep who has lost its way. In Proverbs 15:3, God doesn't miss a thing. Too many moments are blurred by speed, worry, and panic, stacking up, all creating a perfectly overwhelming storm to create the catastrophe of a joyless life. That's not what Christ has called us to be. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you, and he will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing. The sorrows for the appointed feast I have removed from you. They are a burden and a reproach to you." Aside from that hunger inside to be holy, even on a purely physical, sensory side of life, when was the last time you laughed so hard it hurt? Loved so much that it led to this beautiful flood? Cheered so hard you lost your voice? Moments that became legends. Moments fully lived. I know all our days won't be like that, but he promises to walk through the valley of the shadow of death with us. He promises to comfort our souls and prepare a place for us in the presence of our enemy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23. There is no word. These are no words from some poet or a fairy tale we tell our children. They are God's promises. If you would receive them and take them in. This day is to be enjoyed like a pause, a selah, a cool stream during summer. Yes, Lord, I will slow down and make time to listen to your quiet, still voice. You are my peace and no other. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.